Welcome to the 12th episode of the Elite Cosmic Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
And I, as usual, am Kyle.
Heyo.
And we're back to full crew, full staff, everybody here.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while. It's been already 12 weeks that you guys have been doing this for.
Yeah.
Right. But that's crazy. Full staff, we were down. We've been slowly getting one person back a week. I guess that's a trend.
I've been gone for two weeks.
Inserted
one person. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
I've been gone for two.
Did you watch last week's podcast at all?
Yeah, it looked huge.
No, you didn't. Because she was closer to the camera.
So I was like fidgeting the whole time.
So she was like, she kept seeing herself in the camera. And she kept like, I look big. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Oh, no. And the camera's closer to us in that scenario. So, yes. Plus, some of the comments in Kevin's eating were quite hilarious. Like, that Chipotle made me insta-hungry or something like that.
Yeah, like your burrito made me hungry. But I just like how I was watching the first part of it just to make sure it sounded okay. And we're just talking, and this out of nowhere, you just go, I'm Rebecca.
What? Because you have a certain formula.
No, I know, but it was like.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere, and then Kevin and I are going, what?
I'm like, come on, guys.
And then you're like, oh, we're introducing, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. Anyways.
I thought it was a good con podcast.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was funny, but we were like totally over it.
Oh, yeah, no, we were.
If you listen to us talk, we're just like, I'm not into it. Like, I was being bitchy.
We had a busy day, so.
Don't destroy the illusion. You sounded like you had a blast right then.
Well, no, we looked tired, and Kevin was just eating a fucking Chipotle burrito.
That was hilarious. Just, it's like, oh, how's it taste?
Cold. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, we all know Yaya Han, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. McCall's is a sewing pattern company, so they sell the patterns and you make it. She has announced that she has partnered with them and they're releasing two patterns of hers she has made.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big deal. They're a pretty big company. They're like one of the four pattern makers at Joann's. So, one is going to be like a cat suit outfit, like a basic one that you can alter into whatever you want, like a superhero one.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like this peacock outfit, which I can only like describe as like some looks kind of steampunky.
Oh. So the new cosplay will be cosplaying as Yaya Han, cosplaying as something.
Yeah.
That's going to be the new thing.
Whoa. So would you have to make your face like Yaya's?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
It's a lot of work.
Whoa.
Face and boobs.
We just got two.
Face and boobs.
Two meta.
Like, yeah.
Two meta.
Anyways, I thought that was interesting. I saw that and
that
I was like,
that is super
cool.
That is super neat.
Yeah.
I need those patterns. And the schoolgirl ones.
I think that's McCall's as well. I think McCall's is like,
they got going
cosplayers
on.
Buy all our fucking patterns. We need to start catering to them. So they're just like whipping out
once you get it on the market, you just got to capitalize on that, you know?
Oh, yeah. They know who their demographic is. They're like the only, like, other ones aren't doing it. Mm. I mean, they have the costume section in the pattern books and stuff, but McCall's seems to be the one that's like getting on it, like actively, like in the community now.
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
Hmm? No, I just said it got meta. We're getting too meta whole.
Someone was saying something. Sorry. Anyways.
Oh, I said who are the other people? I don't know.
Simplicity.
Simplicity, yes. Berta. I like Berta.
That's it, okay.
And
Berta's got good
Vogue.
Vogues are too expensive.
Vogues are too expensive. And they always look like old ladies, so I never get... It's really weird to me. Really Vogue appealing. Patterns, to me, you would be like, that's really fashionable. But every time I open up their books to look at patterns, it's like old lady clothes. And
it
I'm like...
It must be two different companies, like, all sharing under one brand, but like, different teams manage it. Because
definitely. They have like Vogue knitting.
Yeah. Vogue
get
knitting.
Get out of my head.
They have a whole magazine monthly.
They have magazines and everything.
Fashionable knitting.
They are. I mean, if you think about it, sweaters are in, right? Yeah. You go to Nordstrom and buy a sweater.
I don't know if sweaters are in anymore. Those chunky. They fell out. Oh, the big chunky, the big thicky ones, I guess.
Those sweaters are in every winter. You can't say sweaters are out.
Yeah, sweaters are out, people.
They're out. Don't wear sweaters anymore. Just be cold.
Follow our advice and you'll be fashionable.
Like us.
Grandpa cardigans. That's the look for work.
Oh, gosh.
This has nothing to do with cosplay. But Kevin and I went to a blind dinner last night.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, they lead you into this room, and it's pitch black. Like, you go through, like, layers of darkness so because they have, like, curtains and everything. And you can't see anything. And it's super jarring. Like, you're, like you're, all your senses are just, like, fucked up. Like, you couldn't even sit down. They're like touching your hand. They're like, the chair is here. And they're, like, making you touch the chair. And they're like, okay, sit down. So you're, like, sitting down. And, like, Kevin was next to me, and the people we went with, they were across, but we're, like, trying to figure out, like, where across. And we, like, they're, like, passing food down, and you, like, have to, like, grab, like, onto people's hands and, like, touch the food. Like,
Yeah, I guess if I was a bit of a
germaphobe.
Did not have a good time because I did not wash my hands and I was handing them
cookies. Well, they had cookies and I was the one passing out the cookies, so I pretty much rubbered all the cookies. Like, I was like, cookies! And I was like, passing them down to Kevin. I like pretty much fondled like the whole side of the cookie.
But nice. it was so dark. Like, you could open your eyes and close your eyes and you couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, there's no difference. Yeah. And like, but I kept like opening my eyes really wide, trying to like
try to see something.
Yeah.
Was it to like appreciate the food? Because all your
This one was for blind people.
Yeah. Oh, it was literally for blind people.
Yeah.
And the wait
time. This one was for blind people. There's other ones where it's like different reasons, but this one was for like charity.
I thought it was some like, you know, erotic thing.
Oh no.
What's in your face right now?
Touch it. No, it's weird because one of the foods on the plate was a tamale. So you had to like unwrap the husk, and I'm like, so you're just like slapping your plate. You're like, what's on it? And then you're like, and then like the couple we were with, they're like, oh, I think it's a tamale because there's like a husk. So I'm like, okay, so I unwrap the tamale, and I have a fork, and I'm like cutting into my food, but then I can't like see to pick up the food. So I cut the food, but there's nowhere to like pick. I'm like, where is it? And I pick up like a cauliflower. I'm like, that's not the food.
That's not food.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I said. I was like, get out of here, cauliflower. And then they told us what the food was after we ate, and there was a taco on our plate the whole time, and we never knew it. Because we were just eating with the fork.
Yeah. You should also say that it was gluten-free and vegan. So yes. It wasn't really a taco.
It was a vegetable taco.
Something on its
plate. Okay, it was not a taco. It was just a piece of veg. It was a vegetable. That's what it was.
Like, right.
How did you even hear about this?
The girl that we're friends with was like, hey, you guys want to do this? And we're like, okay. She knows about everything.
That's the key.
She's really out and about with the Facebook city stuff. Stalking. Yeah. So we did that, but that was cool.
It was a Groupon thing for fetish.
The fetish Groupon fetish. Defeating you.
Yeah. It was an orgy. No, it was interesting, and like talking was weird.
I bet that's gonna be bad in the audio.
Yeah, Kevin.
Hi.
Chilling, chilling. He's eating on the microphone.
He's used to it now.
Chilling,
you spoiled him.
And ever since the burrito,
He gets so mad when he's editing. He's like, "Stop banging on the table!" I'm like, oh, this. Yeah. Oh yeah. That gets
but
getting.
If I have to edit myself, that's different.
He's like, hey, you did a good job, Kevin. At least you did this.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hashtag use it abused.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's abuse Kevin.
Oh,
yeah.
Abuse Kevin.
Hashtag abuse Kevin. If you want to use the hashtag.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I have a lot to talk about today.
That's good.
I feel great.
I'm exhausted, so.
Well, yeah, we're exhausted because we got up and moved him. Yeah. Halfway across the city.
Yeah, yay. Across the city. Not world, anything. It was like 20-minute drive. But it was a lot of big, awkward stuff.
And we still had to come here to film this.
Yeah.
We're not even done moving.
We have to go drop off the truck after this.
I was getting mad at him, and he sensed it.
Yeah, so Kevin was like, hurry up. And Kevin dented my table like 4 times. I spent 3 days doing that table, and he dropped crap on it constantly.
Excellent.
Yes. Two
got
nice
so
chips in it.
That's his revenge for making him get up on a Saturday.
Do you know what's even worse? Is Kyle bought a dresser that's too big for where it is.
Yeah.
So he measured one apartment. Remember Kyle went to
the second floor version of my apartment.
Oh, yeah. It's a different layout?
No, it's the same layout. So he measured the closet door, and he measured 37 inches.
How wide the door opening was. Uh-huh.
So then he went to IKEA, found a dresser that was 34 inches wide so it could go in, and you can open the drawers. We load the dresser in. Gunk. Gunk.
It's, yeah. The
The drawers go too
wide. The drawers too wide, yeah. So the closet that we have now is just a little bit too narrow.
You're
going to
have a hell of a time returning that.
No, I bought it as is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the doors off my closet.
Oh, it's as is?
Yeah. So I'm going to take the doors off the closet and throw the doors underneath my bed and just call it good. So yeah. It's not the end of the world. It's just ever so slightly annoying because now.
It was so surprising. Like, it's like.
We, Kevin and I were like, oh, this looks fine. Looks fine.
And went in and we're like, okay. And then we're like, dunk.
Wait,
let's try a different drawer. Dunk.
Okay. So,
that's something I would do.
Yeah, but I mean, Kevin and I figured out. I mean, we looked at the bottom of the of the closet, and like there's an overlap of the middle part, so basically the right door, even when closed all the way, overlaps the left side like 2 inches. So that I think they made it too narrow when they opened, or when they made the door.
Just
a little bit. And so it screwed me over. So now I have to look at my ugly closet all the time open.
Just keep it nice.
I know. Well, I'm just it's hang clothes hard, and put stuff in there.
It's easier to just
throw stuff in there.
Just the drawer.
Yeah.
He doesn't have as many coats as you do, Rebecca.
I have a lot of coats.
Hashtag coats.
Not the other
world. I was helping her move.
Yeah.
It's like 60% coats.
Yeah. Whoa. 60% of her items that she had was... I was just hauling in barrels of coats.
Barrels
of coats. That's a good quantity.
55-gallon barrels.
Yes. All there were barrels. Yeah.
But his view is really nice. I'll say that much.
Yeah, lots of natural light. I haven't told you. Like, I moved there for the view and the natural light, and there's a ton of
both. Yeah, but you sent me a video. Anyways.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll do a podcast there. Next one will be at my new apartment, guys.
We could do it.
Yeah, why not? It's a nice place.
Okay,
good lady.
Right. All right.
Holly!
Remember all the topics
Holly
she had today?
Cosplay news.
Yes. Yeah. She had lots of cosplay news.
Come on.
Nobody wants to hear
Rebecca
about us.
Oh, Rebecca and I said we were going to have a party at your apartment.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine. Then we can go to Cap Hill afterwards. It's fine.
Hey,
all right.
Anyways. All right.
What do you got?
I got this wig from epiccosplay.com.
Are we sponsored by them?
We're not sponsored by anybody, but Dr.
Epic Cosplay,
Pepper,
please
if
sponsors.
You want to come talk to me, I'm open.
How do we get a hold of you guys? If
info@elitecosplay.com, all traffic should go through that channel.
Yes, info@elitecosplay.com goes to both Kevin and me. So unless the world starts breaking, it should
and
work.
And if you just want to send an email to one of them, don't send it to that one because it goes to both.
Send it to Kevin@elitecosplay.com.
Yeah. Kevin doesn't check his very often.
Yeah.
He will if I tell him to and I yell at him. Sponsoring inquiries, info@elitecosplay.com, but that's not important right now. Yes.
It's
called Iris. It's 30 inches long. It doesn't say the color, but from what I remember, it was called Coco something.
You can say what I remember. You're describing it. I'm like, we're looking at it. I don't know.
I believe it's brown or some sort. Not quite sure what it is.
So I'm excited. I'm going to be reviewing this. So watch out for that if you're interested. I've never bought a natural color type wig before.
Didn't you get the black one?
Oh, I guess that is natural. People have black hair. I forgot about her. Can you see it?
Yes.
Is it back there?
Yep,
yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting to do. I also, Arda, I know you don't buy from them, but I know you know who they are.
I do. And I don't. I don't know why.
Wait, they had a sale the other day. And I just one day sale. And I've never caught the sale. I've always read about it later. And I got so excited, I just bought a random ass wig when Kevin and I were at a cafe.
What color? Nice.
It's magenta.
Ooh.
And it's like a long bobby type angled
cut. Should
we
do a giveaway? After we review it?
Probably, because people don't mind if you wear a wig once.
Okay.
And I'm pretty clean.
She only
has a little bit of lice.
I might have some lice.
Just a little bit, though.
You know, head crabs.
All right, so we'll come up with a contest to give out these wigs.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
Stay tuned on the podcast.
Yeah. I feel like... How do you guys feel about giveaways? I feel like they got really saturated for a while.
Yeah.
I never feel like I win.
On Instagram, everywhere. Tumblr, Facebook, especially in the cosplay world.
Tumblr. I forgot about
Tumblr. Yeah, in the cosplay world, it was happening. I feel like it's not happening as much, or I'm just not personally seeing
it. Right. I think I think it's smaller people trying to get big.
Because they do make you share it instead of
there's some legalities and stuff with it too, but.
Well, and the thing is, though, you also have to remember that if someone is giving away something as specific as what you guys have, like a specific color, a specific wig, and all that stuff, it's going to be a smaller audience. Than a generic, here's a pass, SecureCon pass, and everyone's oh my god.
Because I've seen ones where they're free art a wig, and basically you get to pick the wig, and they,
Are you saying that nobody wants a magenta wig?
Oh, I'm sure someone would want that wig or the other one. But like Kyle said, it would be a very small group of people. Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay.
But I was just asking how you feel about it, because
we've developed a small collection of wigs, so if we don't need them,
Kevin's getting upset.
There's one that stares at me in the bedroom. There's one that stares at me out here. They're just everywhere.
Pretty soon.
The wigs everywhere.
You might just want to just try one on.
I might
just
slap some heels on and go up to Capitol Hill.
Try it out.
Maybe we should get a storage bin, and I'll just start putting it downstairs.
It's going to start turning into...
Pause. If anyone is interested in a giveaway of the wigs I review, There's some that I'm using that have like glue on them and shit that I'm not going to review.
Keep the white one.
Please let us know if that's something you're interested in. There would be the specific wigs, so it's not something you can pick and choose from. But if that's something you're interested in, let us know and we'll do it. And it's not going to have like a bunch of stipulations. It's just going to be like your name or whatever. Yeah,
put your name here.
Put your name. Yeah. And then we'll just randomly. Like, whatever. They have automated things online.
What about once-used contacts?
I know. Sometimes people do the contact giveaways that they've also reviewed, and I go, did you put that in your
eyeball?
That's against
FDA regulation.
Oh, I know.
FDA? Is that food?
Someone had to have done it.
It's a prescription.
Right?
You get a prescription for glasses, so it's FDA regulated. Contact.
It is. If you go to the FDA website, they have a whole section about not buying contacts from certain people.
Really? Yeah. Don't buy used contacts. You will lose an eye.
Whoops. Yeah. So that's something I guess we can, to tone down the wig supply.
Yes.
Or whenever I want to cosplay, I'll be like, I got that wig. Don't worry about it.
You could be wig lady. Go there as wig lady.
Yeah.
Like, what you need.
Or if Rebecca ever needs a wig, I'll be like, girl, I got you.
Is there... this will cause so much confusion. Elite what? Cosplay and Epic cosplay. One sells wigs, one gives wigs away. Which one is which? I don't know.
Ah, no.
Epic gives to cosplay. And then Elite gives.
Yeah. Oh, I should also... I guess people on... not everyone, obviously. But there's a few small people on Twitter that think we're like a cosplay sharing site.
Sharing?
Like, so there's... ones that are called like all that's cosplay and other ones, and they basically all they do is share other people's cosplay.
Okay.
So you can like at them, like you can at all that's cosplay, and
oh,
they'll just like
public.
Yeah, like, they'll just like reshare. Picture and they'll put it on like their Tumblr and shit. So cosplayers that we take pictures of sometimes do that. They'll be like, oh, all that's cosplay, and so sometimes our stuff gets shared. Kevin, you need to calm down on the freaking Bloody Mary.
Made it so well.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Continue.
I mean, he's just like fucking chowing down over there.
Well, I've been moving and I haven't eaten all day. All right.
You just had pizza.
All right.
I'm yelling at you now. Okay, anyways. So sometimes I'm
hashtag abuse, Kevin.
Hashtag abuse. Yeah, oh yeah, that was pretty abusive. Sorry. Are you triggered?
Triggered.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Sharing sites. So we don't share.
Oh yeah, we don't share.
Someone on Twitter thinks you are?
Some people on Twitter think we are that type of website. Or company, I don't know, whatever. And so they at us in things that we did not take pictures of and we have no, like, association with. And so I just... And you can't, like, untag yourself. And so I get all, like, the reblog notifications and all the comments and all the likes. And I'm just like, I don't want to be rude, so I don't say anything to them. But it's like, we're photographers and we, you know, run a YouTube channel and stuff like that. I don't know how to express it.
So we don't want.
So you don't want
it's not that we don't look at it. I look at it,
but I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you guys share your own
maybe,
stuff.
So
but,
I go,
I mean,
oh,
they, what
cool.
if they're just trying to tell you about it?
No,
or
because
are they just trying to
we're
hit
in a
our
we're,
followers.
We're, yeah.
Stop eating so much. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
We had some technical difficulties.
Yeah. Sorry,
but. That's okay. We figured it out. It'll just be a little choppy. Anyways, I don't remember where we kind of left off, but anyways, I just get a little flustered when people tag us in things we have no association with. And it's not that I don't like seeing the cosplay. I enjoy looking at cosplay, but it's like I don't have anything to do with it and I don't know what to do with it. And then we get like thousands of notifications on my cell phone because we're tagged in it.
But
and Twitter doesn't allow you to untag yourself. Like, you could be getting spammed by some spammy spammer and... You can't do anything about
it. So are you saying that you would rather people not tag us in anything?
Yes, and I've mentioned it on Twitter before. So
really?
I didn't want to do it again because I felt like it was because like I didn't want to.
Oh,
you
I
know.
Remember. That was a while ago.
It was a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah,
I was just like, hey,
that.
Guys, we're not a cosplay sharing site. I think I said it pretty nonchalantly. I was just like hinting like, oh, we're not a... Are you cold?
Yeah, I'm cold again. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
Anyways, I don't know. I just, because it all goes to my cell phone, so I'm sitting there doing my own thing. It's like, bleh, 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 and I'm like, I have nothing to do with this. Leave me alone. Do you see my frustration?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I understand. What is this Twitter thing?
Let's start with that.
What does it do?
Okay, I'm gonna tangent off on that Twitter thing real quick, though. Am I the only person who remembers the pound sign being a pound sign and not hashtag, not hashtag sign.
Yes, of course.
My God, this guy today. He's like, hey, so what's the, there's a number on your your key card. Can you give me the number? It's right after the hashtag. And I was like, you
he
mean,
said that?
Yeah, he's like, it's right after the hashtag. I was like, do you mean pound sign? He's like, oh yeah, yeah, pound sign. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so read me number after that hashtag. He reiterated that he calls it a hashtag. And I was like, oh my God, dude, just. Our generation, and he's not even that much older. Like, he's older than us, but not by much. I'm like, you call that?
I'm pretty sure people who are like over the age of 15 know that it's called pound sign.
I know,
on a
but
phone, especially to like a phone or like a keypad.
I know, but the fact that it's like it's been so integrated into our society,
yeah,
is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it's
to
just
me.
Gonna be called a hashtag now. Yeah.
So, hashtag 9723, Kevin Kyle.
No, pound.
Oh. There was a mystery noise, and everybody got scared.
Yeah, it's okay.
But anyway, we're still gone.
The podcast
still
is going to crumble, yeah. And we're all just going
to... I have it under control.
No, that is weird. But it's just, I mean, the internet is full of that stuff. Like, oh, and you guys remember VCRs? We had to rewind VCRs.
That was actually really nonsense.
Everybody fucking remembers VCRs, except for kids. And that's just what happens. It's a new generation. The generations behind us have done it. You think they felt that way about CD players?
Well,
yes.
I mean, if you're, you know, nostalgic or you're broke as crap, you can still have these cars, you know?
I know. It like, being on Reddit, it just comes in such floods all the time. And yeah. Being on Tumblr, being on all,
I know,
being on everything social,
because,
it just comes in hordes, and I'm just like, shut up. We all remember it. We watched Jurassic Park on it. Let's move on.
Jurassic Park.
You're just a grumpy old lady today.
Oh, I'm feeling spicy.
She is she is low on patience and high on sass.
Once I got on the Twitter thing, it amped me up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, well, when we crashed.
Twitter gets her wall worked up.
It does.
Those are fiery.
Mainly because I'm really bad at tweeting. I try to tweet things.
It's an art.
It is.
Because I follow people on Twitter, I'm like, that is so funny. It's like four words, but it's so fucking funny. How did you do that? Like,
I'm not
art.
I'm not witty or clever, so I have a hard time. I just stare. I just stare at the little box and go,
I know. And we're not explosive on, like, the emotion. I feel like people that are, like, really emotional about stuff, just, like, go. Just be controversial.
Go, go,
just,
go.
Just be controversial all the time.
Yeah.
Say everything wrong, and then people will get on you.
You know, we follow a bunch of people on Twitter, and I look at it, and, like, people just tweet all damn day. They have, like, thousands and thousands of tweets. We have, like, 500 tweets. And I'm sitting here going, I should tweet something, but I have nothing
just
to say.
Just tweet what you're doing.
Nothing.
Right, like,
do it sitting.
Like, eating.
Sitting
on toilet.
Eating a burrito while editing some pictures. I mean,
people want to hear that from us? I mean, we'll share, but.
Well, I mean, but what
I do it sometimes. On Tumblr, I share what I'm listening to while I'm editing.
Yeah. Well, you guys know, like, vlogs are really popular still, and they've been for a while. It's, like, personalized, where you actually talk about your personal life, what you're doing day to day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, I've been watching one from Casey Neistat. Like, he's been doing, he changed over from doing one video a month, pretty much, making movies, to a daily vlog. And
a lot of people don't like vlogs, though, too.
I know, but people still get millions of views, though. It's interesting because it brings you into the person's life. Regardless of how boring it normally may seem, it's a matter of, I'm seeing what this guy does.
To me, it's in the same vein as, like, a reality show.
Yeah, but it's reality.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like reality shows started because we as people want to see what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And, like, weird stuff. And even though these vlogs, he's not probably doing weird shit, but people are nosy. Like, I want to know, like, what are people doing? I don't know. Yeah. Do you care?
Well,
you
now,
know. No, I
but
wish
now with the selfie stick, it's even easier, guys. It's even easier to do a vlog.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, when Kevin and I are out, we try to make up reasons behind people's actions. Like, there'll be, like,
what
a
people
they'll
watch.
Be like, yeah, when people watch, there'll be, like, a person doing something, and we'll be like, why are they doing that? And we're like, okay, we've got to make a backstory about it. You know, like, their dog died, and then...
That's why they're driving so crazy.
Yeah, and then yeah, their dog's in the backseat dying, so they're swerving in and out. And then we make up, like, commentary of, like, what they're saying.
Oh, one time, my mom was driving a car while I was sitting in the backseat with my dog dying in my lap.
Oh, see? It really happened. Was she driving crazy?
Well, I kept shouting at her to drive crazy.
I just think that everybody drives crazy has to go poop really bad.
No, the bumps will get you. See, you're driving too fast, the bumps will get you.
But if you don't make that light, you gotta sit at the red light.
And then you poop your pants.
Then you poop your pants.
So, you know.
Then you go boom boom.
Right.
Because, you know, like, I know there's a lot of asshole drivers, but you know there's been that one person that you've seen that really had something going on, and you're like, fuck you! I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm pooping! or something. I don't know. Having a baby, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. When it comes to I don't know. So I think from what I understand, if you're, okay, I'm sure a cop won't. If you're speeding, a cop's like, "What do you speed? I got a baby. Let's go." Someone said that they legally still have to give you a ticket because you were speeding.
Yeah.
But they'll escort you to the hospital. Yeah. Obviously, first they're not gonna be like, "Hold on, let me write your ticket first. You can't leave just yet." Sir, what's your name? Baby, go.
Baby, go.
Go.
I don't have time for ID. Get out of here. No.
Anyway, God, yeah. Looping back.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Or what do we live off of?
I got off Twitter. My spicy tangent. Atlanta?
Okay.
Sorry, it happened again recently. Multiple times in the past week.
For SakuraCon pictures?
No.
Yeah, no? not even what we were talking about.
Not even that. Just being tagged in other people's pictures. And it was, yeah, like I said, there was no relation. Right. There was no like, "Oh, hey guys, I like you." Blank. It's just we're in a blast with 10 other people. Mm. So,
Moving on.
Please stop. There used to be, I don't know if it's around anymore, a website that started after us called like Elite Cause or Cause Elite, something very similar.
The Elite Cause.
Yeah, not the Elite Causeway, but it was shortened. It was like Cause Elite or Elite Cause or something. From my Google searching, they're not around anymore, but they were at one point and they were a cosplay sharing site. And I don't know if people are confused by that. Or just confused by our name.
It must have gotten big really quick, though, because I mean, if people just like, "Hey, we'll pull these guys back in," or something, you know.
Well, people want to be shared,
right?
People like seeing their stuff on display, and I understand that. And you know, I like looking at cosplay, but we're not that kind of site, so it doesn't help to tag us.
All right.
The end.
Yes, we spent.
I'm not spicy anymore.
6 minutes on that, so let's continue.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
You know what I realized?
#abusekevin.
Oh yeah. My god.
You know what I realized about this podcast specifically is Kevin has no idea how long we've been going now.
I do actually, because I looked at the time when I crashed. That was 18:50.
When we crashed, he had a one up on us.
He's like, "Oh, you won't know."
But he's really good at doing it at 37 minutes.
I know.
Yes, that's why I'm kind of pushing us along, because we're getting there now. And
I'm out of stuff to talk about.
Oh no, we can talk about SakuraCon.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I've been editing.
How did the third day go?
Oh, that's right, you weren't there.
Really well. It was just two people, and then we did Ashley. We did graduation pictures for her, so we went off to the sculpture park and did that. It was very mellow.
Was she wearing cosplay outside of college?
No, she was just wearing cutesy clothes.
That's what that thing back there.
Two conversations going on at one time.
Exactly, perfect.
I'm just giving our people a little extra commentary.
Whoa.
Yes, I just whispered into the mic so people can hear me, and you can't.
So what were the cosplays on the day?
There was two girls together, and they were from Tsubasa.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they the people that were standing in front of us during our podcast?
No.
No.
Oh, because they were good. That Sakura was good.
These girls were cute. And then one girl that we worked with before named Bethany, she was doing... Cartoon Network in like November did a one-off series that only lasted for a week. Five episodes. It was Monday through Friday. And they only aired it once. And it's called Over the Garden Wall. And it's really cute and really weird. And she was cosplayed as a character from that. So it was fun.
She was very... into it. She let us put her in a tree, into the bushes.
Yeah, she was all about it, because it was like more of a dirty costume, so she's like, "Let's roll around, let's go." And
she's wishing
that
the fountains were on so she could...
Yeah, the fountains weren't on this year. You know, the fountains that are down below.
You mean where that waterfall...
Yeah, the waterfalls weren't on. Yeah, usually they're on.
Were you guys at the Spider Girl or the...
Where that the waterfalls are usually on there.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, that's kind of a bummer.
How's the B-roll coming along, guys?
The what? B-roll?
I still have to edit that. This whole week, I've just been editing SakuraCon videos. I spent 4 hours on one damn picture yesterday.
You need to increase your efficiency.
Carrots. I do need to increase my efficiency. And I was so, brain fried from carrots yesterday, I just stopped. After I edited that picture, I just stopped. I just went, I can't do this anymore.
Explain the carrots, then.
It's the green carrots. No, green
he knows
girl.
What it is.
Oh,
he's just
asking for the viewers.
So the girl, we took a picture on Saturday. You were there. Yeah.
Day two.
It was
day
right before two. The podcast.
Oh, yes.
And this girl was cosplayed as a Vocaloid. She had this big, fluffy carrot that she made, and it was super cute. And there's this picture I have on my Rolodex of poses that I've been trying to do, and it's basically, this girl laying in, all this candy, and she's, riding this big candy cane. Or lollipop.
No,
lollipop.
I've seen that fashion spread.
Yeah. And so she had this prop, and I don't know, and I was just like, okay, just lay down. and kind of hugged the carrot, and we just took it on the cement. And then when we got home, Kevin and I bought organic carrots with like the green tops stems and everything, the you know, real carrots. And we just took a bunch of different angles and pictures of all these carrots. Kyle actually saw it. We were in a video call with him, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
It was a bit odd.
So he took all these pictures of carrots, and I had to cut them out and edit them, and then I just put them behind her, so it looks like she's laying in a pile of carrots.
Yes.
It took a long ass time,
but it came out pretty good.
You learned a lot.
I did learn a lot, and I did learn things I could have done better. But I'm pretty medium about the picture.
No, you know what? And that's fine. It's just, you know, it's a learning experience for everyone. Mm-hmm. We learned how to do it. Now we know how to do it better next time.
We never do composite type things.
Other than erasing me out of pictures, hashtag abuse Kevin.
Or purple flames.
Yeah.
And we also don't do purple flames.
I bought a tutorial about how to do a purple flame.
What?
Except in the tutorial, it's a blue flame. But I thought, I can make it purple just for Rebecca. Nice. So I'm going to do a purple flame picture just for you. Maybe I should take a picture of you and then turn you into a purple flame.
Just oh, there's Rebecca there and then true. Race and then purple flame.
There's one picture. I think I kind of want to upload it. When we had this girl who wanted to shadow us,
and she was helping us
with Lillian's cosplay as Chibi Usa from Sailor Moon. So she's super cute. She's in all pink.
Lillian.
Yes. And it's this really flowy dress. And so we wanted to like have it poof out. So we had to have someone drop it. So since Kevin usually holds a flash, the girl that was shouting at us was like, if you need any help, you know, just let me know. So I was like, okay, can you do the dress drop thing? So I'll just count to three and you drop the dress and it'll float. But she was dressed as Darth Maul. So I have this picture of her standing behind Lillian dropping the dress and she's like this.
With a grimacing face.
Yeah, and it looks like Darth Maul is like coming behind this like cutesy girl.
Oh my god.
Like when I was editing it out, Kevin walked behind me, he goes, this picture is fucking hilarious.
I think we should just upload it.
I kinda want to.
Well, I think I'm gonna buy him, At least let me see. No one looks bad.
No one looks bad. It's not like anybody looks weird or bad. Like she's just standing there dropping the dress, so she doesn't look funny or anything.
Right. It's
but
just a hilarious.
She's cosplayed as it's just she has the whole face, you know, and the horns and everything. Wow. And it just like the jarring difference between these two characters in one image is like really funny. Yeah. So
but that's what makes it interesting. Contrast. All day.
Yeah. So I'll probably put that out.
Yeah. Maybe we should make an outtakes section for each con.
I have a lot of blackmail on a lot of cosplayers with their ugly test faces.
Test faces, yeah.
And a lot of them are out of focus though too, because I just
So we're speaking of mess of faces. Where is that video of Kevin being a mouth breather?
We can't find it. I don't think Kevin loaded it.
I think it got deleted by accident.
We still have to make
accident.
That. Kevin keeps bringing up that we need to reshoot it, and I go, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to reshoot it.
Yeah, and the other problem is we're running insanely out of storage, so.
Yeah, we've been shooting. Our camera has the option of doing 4K video, and that's the new thing.
Yeah.
And it takes up a lot of fucking room.
Yeah.
So we've been shooting a lot of things in 4K, like the video and the video that Rebecca was helping us do at SakuraCon. So I can zoom. I like the option of being able to zoom in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the crop's not right, I can fix it. But we ran out of space. Completely.
We're burning 100.
We had to start deleting shit.
We were
100
gigs a day. We were shooting 100 gigs a day. So it's
10 days worth. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not. It's hard.
Getting some cold storage.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, we've been buying storage like crazy. Oops. Oh, look at you.
Oh no.
It all boils down
to this. Like, you just got to keep buying more stuff.
So people listen to the audio. What is this?
Oh, sorry. I'm doing the money grubbers.
Money grubber fingers.
That's what happens.
We should have gotten our Slurpees before we started this podcast.
Right. Today is, by the way, National
Slurpee Day.
Bring your own cup to
4/11. It's not 7/11.
No, but today is bring your own.
I can bring my liter. Mice.
Well, so the thing is, it has to fit in a hole.
There's a hole, and you have to be able to stick it in and pull it out.
Oh, so if I get my mug in,
So okay, but they had a hard hat in there, so I'm pretty sure it's pretty large.
Yeah.
I can fit it. I got half of my hard hat filled. All
right, well,
I should just bring up
we're
pot.
Getting close to the... Yeah, you probably do that.
Yeah.
You're getting close to the end here.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yes.
You have...
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
You have the tingling feeling.
I have a tingling feeling.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So, nothing else to say, yeah, I don't think. Right. If you want us to do a wig giveaway, let us know.
Yes.
That'll be an option.
But they're very limited colors. Magenta, yes. Brown, yes. Cocoa brown,
they'll very,
black.
They'll be very specific. Hey, the yes. black one stays with me.
Okay, I didn't know
that. That one has a skin cap. That one's whoa, fancy.
Whoa. All right.
I took the time choose and bought that cup. One. Oh, right. Rebecca's
I'm
looking it up. All right, so thank you for tuning in to episode 12. As you can see, it's gotten very cloudy here in Seattle, and we'll tune
Kyle,
in next
what are you
week
doing?
For episode 13, where we will be freeze talking frame. About other stuff.
Yeah, good job, Kevin. All right, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.